slap that cone because you didn't have jacks or anything, and then you had to prop it up with sticks or chunks of wood or whatever you could find, rocks along the road, anything to lift it up, get it back on. Yeah, that wooden part fell apart pretty quick if you lost that metal rim off.
What did you do if the axle squeaked?
Well, you greased the axles always. You had axle grease for that.
Yeah.
And that still is axle grease. It's a it's a thick substance, almost like butter, you know, and you put it on with a little paddle around.
Was that ever called wagon dope?
I don't know if it was called wagon dope or not. But
it was just a sticky mess, huh?
Yeah, it was really a sticky mess. If it got on you, you got on your clothes, you were just about ruined with it.
Did the men jack up the wagon for this to do the job, or?
I don't think any of them ever had jacks. I don't remember ever seeing a jack till we got automobiles.
Uh-huh.
But so.
Just unloosen that thing in the end and slide the wheel off. Huh?
Slide the wheel off. Well, they'd prize it up. They'd put, you see this, axle that came clear through the wagon. They could prop it up with a rocks or stick. Uh-huh. You can take a crowbar and prise it up and then put something under it to hold it so you can slip the wheel off easier. But if that happened to you out on the road, you didn't have any of that and you didn't have anybody to help you usually. And boy, that was one more job to have to get that wheel off and get that.
What did they take off the end of the axle? Was there
the
a
hub?
Hub.
There was a hubcap thing and it worked into a groove. You turned it till it caught in there and then turned it back to loosen it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it had it was about that deep, you know, back and forth this way. And then it had two notches in it that fastened into this other part on the axle that held it solid. And you could turn it back and loosen it and then take it off. And it screwed on there. Mm-hmm. It had screws inside that thing. And it was heavy. It was heavy metal. I don't know what it was made of. Mm-hmm. And once in a while that thing broke.
Oh, but that was a sad day.
Yeah.
You just didn't soak that.
No. You just had to get another one.
What did you call a bar behind each of the horses when you had a two-horse team?
The double tree.
And then these, behind this one, there was a big long bar?
Well, that was the double tree. And when you had one horse, it was a single tree.
Uh-huh. Well, a single tree behind each and the knees attached to the double tree, huh?
Yeah.
And if you had a team, what did you hold in your hands?
Lines.
Uh-huh.
Leather.
And to get your horses to start, what did you tell them?
Get up. Get up. G-I-D-D-A-P.
Get up, huh?
Get up.
And when you wanted them to go faster?
Well, you just encouraged them, slapped them with the lines, or maybe tapped them a little bit with the whip.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted them to go left?
You pulled them with you. They learned that. You didn't speak to them.
Just pulled one of the lines.
G and haul was the term, but nobody used it much. You just pulled on your line and they...
Which was which?
This is G, that's all. Right-hand haws.
Haws right, huh?
I think that's right.
And when you wanted these to stop, what did you tell them?
Whoa.
And then if you wanted them to go this way?
And you just told them back up and pulled on your lines.
And then which way would they go?
Pull them back.
Uh-huh. And if you said get up, which way would they go?
They'd go forward.
Uh-huh.